Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic here in Woodlands, Texas. The tournament's being played at Augusta Pines, which is just barely outside of the borders of Woodlands. Not much. It's over in Spring, Texas. Great part of Texas. Wonderful people. Just a great place to be, and if you ever get a chance to come to this part of Texas, you'll like it. If you get a chance to come to the tournament, you'll like it even more, because one of the things that I've been fortunate enough to do, folks, this is my third year broadcasting from this tournament and supporting the Administaff Small Business Classic, is to meet really cool people. And I mean some people who are just, you meet them once and you feel like you got a friend for life. And one of those guys is a guy who's with us right now named Paul Lester. Paul has been photographing golfers, professional golfers, something like 110 years or something like that. He's got his own small business, and it's called Paul Lester Photography. But he's more than just a photographer, folks, as if that's not enough. He's a small business owner just like you and me. He has people working for him. They're all over the map, all over the globe right now. But I want Paul to join us now and tell us a little bit about his photography, small business. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim. Thank you for having me. Boy, you're a special person in my life, too. You've guided me now through your book, and, man, I try and pass it on to all my people, too, and they're listening, and so far, so good. I haven't had to get a regular job, so it's been great for about 30-some-odd years now, and I've been really, really, really pleased, and great to know you, and it's been great. Great to be here in Texas, that's for sure.
Isn't golf, I mean, you know, I know a lot of people who don't play golf. They tease golfers, and they act like you were out just playing a game. And you know, people who don't know golf don't realize what a bonding activity it is, and the kinds of friends you make around the golf course, do they?
Right. Well, you know, I do a lot of different kind of golf, and I do a lot of part of it where it is fun, and the camaraderie is unbelievable. Of course, when they play for real, like they're starting today, then now they're playing for their living. The guys, you know, the Arnies, who, you know, doesn't really matter much to Arnie, but, you know, where he finishes, we just love to see him out there. But some of these other guys that are grinding for their living, that's a different deal. But I do a lot of the pro-am part of these things, and that's where the golf part really comes in great. And what I always, you know, have always said in my job is that I get to work with these guys when they're not working. You know, I work with these people when they're out there and they just want to have a great time and you know, bond with the celebrities and with the golfers and with all the different people. So I never have to really see them when they're in their three-piece suits making their decisions. When I see them, the biggest decision they're making, like I always say, is if they're going to hit a 7 or an 8 iron. So we have a great time out there. And my job really lends to be fun, because when I see them, they're pretty much having a great time.
Well, and they're smiling because you're taking a picture. But, you know, my biggest concern when I'm out on the pro-am, one of the pro-ams, my biggest concern is not so much whether it's a 7 or an 8 iron. It's just, please, Lord, don't let me lay the sod over on this one. Let me hit a decent shot here.
Well, especially in the pro-ams, because you're playing in front of these guys. You're right. It's different than when you're playing in front of your friends. There's no doubt. I mean, you know, you definitely don't want to embarrass yourself. But most of those guys are great. From the LPGA, which we're doing right now out in California, I have two people out there, to the Tiger Woods thing that we just finished, his corporate outings for his learning center and for Nike and for the watch company that he works for, all the way to me being here at Administaff. We must have six events going this week that, thank gosh, I've got really great people out there that are working with me. I always like to say they work with me rather than saying they work for me, and it just feels better. I hate to say anybody that works for me. I guess when it comes down to it, they do because I pay them, but it's great when I like them to say they work with me because we all strive to do a great job.
Sometimes I feel like our employees work around us, Paul, don't you?
Yeah.
But one of the things I want you to do is tell us about what it's been like as a small business owner. Now, you've been doing this something years. You've been running your own shop. How long was it before you actually had an employee?
It was probably, not very long. I started off, I thought, I wanted to be in the motion picture business. And I thought, shoot, this is going to be great. My dad was Buddy Lester, who was in the Rat Pack and the comedian and an actor and the whole bit there. So I thought, shoot, this is going to be fun. You know, I'll try and stay in that business. And I remember that I had this job for a little while, and somebody came along and said, hey, you know, I think my nephew's going to take this job, so you're gone. And I thought, shoot, I'm going to go my life like this. I might as well just do it on my own. And that way, if I mess up, then, you know, I messed up myself. So it wasn't long after 1970. I graduated high school in 1966, and it was probably in 70 when I decided to do that on my own. And it was probably right away when I knew I was going to need a helper. So it wasn't long after 1972, I would say, that I was able to hire my first person. And we went into it full blast. My dad was really into golf, and he kind of brought me along. And I noticed, there's a little niche here where people needed a photographer. And there was this other man who was getting older, and he guided me. I had a lot of people that helped me out, and from then on I said, there is a market here that needs to be met. And since then it's been great because we do tons of charity events and tons of pro-am events that deal in a lot of, especially out in Los Angeles, they can do this all the time. And we're based there, and we're based in Augusta, Georgia, but in Los Angeles we do a lot of those. So
right
now, I have like five people that work for me. I have two people in the office, and there's times on Mondays where we'll do five tournaments in one day.
Right.
And so it's been great.
Give us your website, please.
Pardon me?
Your website. Give us your website.
Oh, yes. It's a little bit long. I got to see if I can remember. It's Paul Lester Photo Online.
There you go. Paul Lester Photo Online.com. Quick break. Grab back with Paul Lester. I'm going to get him to tell us some PGA stories when he comes back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Paul Lester is our guest, and his website is paullesterphotoonline.com. Check it out when you get a chance if you want to see what a website looks like from a photography standpoint, a small business website. That's it. Paul, by the way, folks, Paul is one of the hardest working guys you'll ever see on a golf course, at a golf tournament. He's all over the place. He's like chicken, man. He's everywhere.
Oh.
And Paul, let me ask you a question. How many photos do you think you've taken of Arnold Palmer in the last 35 years?
Wow, that's funny you say that because I was just thinking, because I do all the skins games with Arnie, too, so we spend a lot of time. I tell you about, that's a good one. I bet I've shot thousands and thousands of shots of Arnie, probably 5,000 at least from when I started. Of course, you know, he started a lot before me, but when I first started seeing him I bet my first picture was 1980, I would say, would be the first time I shot pictures of him.
Well, he's very so photogenic.
Nice. Yeah.
There's nobody more recognizable in the world of golf, or anywhere, really, for that matter. Paul, what's it like being a photographer slash business owner. You know, you're out here doing your job, taking photographs. You're a professional. You're an artist at what you do, but you're also a business owner. What's it like holding down both of those things?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I was thinking about it before we talked this morning. The advent of the cell phone has been great, probably not for the people that work for me, but for me it's been great because we have all these events going on at the same time, and how I feel about it is I'm really a hands-on guy. I really, really want to make sure our customers are absolutely taken care of and are happy. So I'm constantly talking to the people that work for me that are out there shooting the pictures to make sure they're doing the right thing, to make sure they're handling the people. They know exactly who to talk to, who to make happy, what to do. I go over the things many, many times. I go over the jobs. I'll get them in a room and I'll show them a CD, you know, of exactly what we did last year so they know what we're after and what to add. And I've got great people that do work for me. On the business end, getting new business has been unbelievable. We have probably repeat business in the golf thing is what happens more than anything, because obviously the tours go every year and it's the same thing, like the third years of the administaff. Mm-hmm. And all these repeat business that we do, I mean, we have some jobs we really have done 25 times in a row, you know, and I know every year that they're basically going to be there. And it's worked out. We haven't messed up too much, so we don't lose too many of them. We really don't. We concentrate on that. And
who are your customers, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Who are your customers? Is the tournament your customer? Is the PGA your customer? Who are your customers?
Exactly. The tournament, I would say that the tournament directors are our customers. We work a lot for the tour in different things, but actually would be the tournament directors. For instance, on this one, Brian Noggle, who I've known forever. I've known Brian Noggle. And Brian Noggle, there's nothing that is going to make up for experience and time you've done something, period.
Right.
I've known Brian Noggle since he sold shoelaces, I like to say, at Mission Hills Country Club. I mean, I don't do many weddings, but for friends, I do a lot of them over the years. I shot his wedding to his wife. I've known Brian for 35 years, so there's nothing that's going to make up for that time. So that's who I work for. There's people in Los Angeles and all around the country that their job is to put on events. So that's who I go after.
Building those relationship with customers, that's very important. Paul, we got about a minute and a half. Tell us some golf stories.
I will. I've got a good Arnie that I was thinking about. And of course, I just got through I remember one time when we were at a golf event, and this will tell you about how Arnold is, and it was a professional tournament we were in. Actually, we were in San Antonio, Texas, and Arnie was on a par three, and this man came along and said, Arnie, will you sign my autograph? He was playing in the tournament. It was actually tournament day, and he said, geez, you know, I would love to, but I'm getting ready to hit this shot right here. It was on the tee on a par three, and he said, I'd love to do it, but, you know, I can't right now, but afterwards I will. And the man said, okay, fine, and he walked away and watched Arnie, you know, hit his ball. Then a lady came up with a young child, asked the same thing, and Arnold just melted, and he signed it. And after he signed it, he went over to the man that had asked originally and said, come here, sir, let me sign your thing. So that was just a little, I'll always remember that, because Arnold was just, you know, he said, wow, you know, I shrugged off this one man, but I did it for this lady and this child, and he went and got that man and made sure he signed it. So,
you know, Paul,
kind of things.
I like to tell people that if you see Arnold acting like he's a genuine human being on television, that's exactly how he is.
You're right. I just want to say one thing, and in closing here, and I'm just saying this about your book. One thing I got out of this, and that I'm really into the excellence and the perfection of making sure everything's perfect, and not everything is going to go perfect every time. And I remember the one line that you said, to strive for excellence, not perfection. And I've told my people that, and I said, you know, I'm getting off the perfection thing because I know we're trying, but let's just try and make every single day and every job and every minute excellent as we can.
It's good to have you as a friend, Paul. We'll have you back again another day. See you later. Call less.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.